And a good Tuesday morning to you. Glad you could join us for In Focus this morning on News Radio KMAN. Happy to be joined by Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foakey this morning as we get to touch on a number of the issues that are facing the Riley County Commission currently. And Catherine, as we work our way back into a bit of normalcy, now I know yesterday that one of the topics that we were discussing, in fact, off air, it's nice to begin to see that our businesses are seeing improvement economically as we make our way back from the past year plus of struggles that they've all had.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of activity, even with the students gone. You know, the restaurants are full. The downtown area that put in the outdoor dining, that's really full. So it's great to see people and to actually meet people in person again without a mask on is really, it's really great. You know, you can see people smile or frown or whatever. You can, it's a lot better in person. And I think a lot of people have been, in fact, my daughter was telling me yesterday that she's really nervous. She lives in a city. So she's kind of nervous. They lifted the mask mandate and she was saying, well, I'm going in and some people are wearing masks, some people aren't. I'm really confused. I don't know if I'm feeling kind of uneasy going in without a mask. And, you know, that's kind of what a lot of people are feeling. I felt the same way when I first started like going to the grocery store or into a business. And I know I'd say, well, you know, the servers and the people working are wearing masks. So I checked with several of them and said, do I need to wear a mask? Oh, no, it's just us. You guys are okay. If you're vaccinated, don't worry about it. So, you know, it's getting back into being social again is a real treat, but it's also people are a little cautious about it. So
politeness goes a long way, as well as remembering that, yes, people are being very cautious going forward. But that's where the politeness can go a long way in asking ahead of time as you go into a place. Of course, we can always talk when we begin discussing county issues, budget, because it's the overarching item that affects the county and what your role is on the county commission. As that process begins again for this year, what are the things that are at least priorities right now for you?
Well, you know, as you know, I was just elected, so I just began in January, and it is a learning process. They tell me after a couple of years, I'll understand it really well, but I don't know, but it always changes. The process, the things that we're concerned about now is meeting, you know, keeping the mill levy down so property taxes won't increase beyond next year, and that's always a priority, but a big one now that a lot of people are very concerned about it. The other thing is taking care of our employees, the county employees. We had a flat budget last year so that they didn't get any cost of living or step increases. So we're hoping to change that this year, but it all depends on the revenues that are coming in and, you know, the mill levy that will be established for the ad valorem taxes, which is property taxes, will be finalized. We did get the amount of the mill levy yesterday, but the amount of one mill levy. But we won't have an actual value established until supposedly June 15th, which is next week. So that will be, you know, totally finalized. So we did also, the priorities are basically taking care of our constituents and their needs, making sure we have good roads and bridges for them, that our services are sufficient or they're good for everybody in the county, you know, the police department, the ambulance and emergency services, the health department, all the needs that we have as citizens. So we want to make sure we can meet all those needs. But keep the property taxes as low as possible.
One of the issues I know that is coming to light as we see the housing market take off the way that it has is that we're seeing houses selling at prices that are much different than what their assessed values are. And that's going to be an issue, I know, for county governments going forward, because it does affect property taxes moving forward.
It does. And, you know, we live in a really, really sought after area. We've had really good property increases throughout the years. But that issue is happening all over the country, where people are spending more than the asking price. How that is assessed, we're just going to have to work through all that, through our appraiser's office in the future. But we did have an increase in our real estate values, 0.83% higher in 21 than in 20. So I don't see that going down. The assessed values went up 1.35 in total percent. So we're having some increases there, and hopefully, fortunately, we haven't seen a lot of the downturn here that other states have. So.
As you look at that, it gets into as well, though, some of the things that you talk about in terms of cost of living and being able to give county employees that little added boost in their salaries and be able to allow them to keep pace with what's taking place in the economy.
Right. And we did have some extra money coming in from the federal government, so we were able to give the county employees a boost starting July 1st. It would have been what we would have done cost of living had we been able to do that last year for 2021 would have been 2% increase, but which works out starting July 1, it'll be a 1% increase in their salary starting July 1. That is going to be covered by federal relief funds, but it will be used as a basis for salaries next year. So
that does bring up an issue, though, because if it's federal funded now, how is that covered in the future?
Well, yes, that is an issue. That's something we're going to look at very carefully. And we use that as a basis starting in 2022, which we're planning to do, is that are we going to be able to afford it without the federal funding? So that is something that I've brought up several times, and we will have to make sure that we are able to afford that with our property taxes and our other sales taxes. So so that will be something we will be looking at very closely.
And it's such an issue right now in terms of everybody's budgets, trying to be able to figure out what is going to be happening with the federal funds that have helped in areas, grants that have helped in areas, the various things that have been done by the federal government to help communities, counties, others in battling against the coronavirus issues that we have seen.
Mm-hmm. It is true. And, nationally, our unemployment rate is going down somewhat. It's still too high. We have been increasing jobs, but one of the problems all over the country and also specifically in Kansas, we don't have enough people to fill the jobs. So there is a problem with that. So I'm not for sure what a lot of people have decided not to come back into the workforce. Some of it could be from getting increased unemployment benefits, some of it from getting relief checks, but that doesn't necessarily pay the mortgage every month. And going forward, it is going to be something that hopefully will get people back into the market marketplace so we can have a good economic going forward.
We're talking with Catherine Foki, Riley County Commissioner, and we have a call on the phone line. Catherine, so let's get to that. Good morning. Thank you for joining us on In Focus. Caller, your question, please. Going once, going twice. Okay. So much for that this morning. Though we do invite folks to call in if they have a question that they'd like to ask Catherine this morning, we would welcome that. You brought up something as we discussed topics off air that I will admit ignorance to at this point as I continue to relearn Kansas politics after my time out. Senate Bill 13, revenue neutral. What are we discussing there?
Well, in Senate Bill 13, and it's also House Bill 2104, they did remove the tax lid for counties. In fact, I've got this cheat sheet here. But it establishes notice or public hearings. If you go over the revenue neutral rate, which is the rate established from the prior year, your mill levy rate, this is the way I understand it. You have to, if your budget is going to go over that rate, you have to give public notice that it's going to go over that. And we have to have public hearings to make sure that we're able to, or prove that we can go over the revenue neutral rate. It's just a way of the legislature to make sure that we're not, you know, increasing the tax rate way over what we did the year prior.
In some ways, I come from my last 18 years having worked in Colorado, a familiarity with what's known as the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, where taxes had to be approved by voters in each specific area. Here, this is a case of giving the public the opportunity to have a say in a public hearing on the potential of a tax above and beyond potentially what would be, quote unquote, revenue neutral.
Yes. And one of the things that the bill does is it requires us to send a written notice to taxpayers, which in this county would be somewhere around, I think, $15,000. That is not funded by the state, so it's a state unfunded mandate. But we are required to do that. And the other thing they did was they made it effective as of the 2022 budgets, which we were already in budget hearings when they passed it. So we've all had to scramble to figure out what we're going to do with that and try to understand it. Most bills like this are effective, like it would be effective in 2023 rather than 22 because of the schedules that we all have and the state mandates that we have as far as a schedule of when we have to pass a budget, when it goes before the public and when it's actually approved. So that was one of the issues, but we've been scrambling and we've got to get people to figure it all out. So.
Something that it brings up besides that is throughout the course of the pandemic, of course, meetings have been online for folks to view and be able to participate that way. But it also now means that folks would need to be in person to be able to express their viewpoint regarding that potential tax.
Right. And we do have a schedule established. I don't know if you've seen our revised budget calendar. The public hearing for the budget will be September 20th. At this point, we haven't scheduled that way. July 20th is the final day that the county clerk would notify us if there is an increase in the revenue neutral rate. If in fact that happens, then we would have a public hearing on September 20th. So the adopted budget would go into effect as of October 1st. So, you know, we started the budget hearings back in like May, mm-hmm. So, you know, May 3rd. So we've been working on it almost nonstop since then. So it's underway but we won't have a final decision until September.
Again, Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foakey with us this morning on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We continue with the commissioner in a moment.